Then let's look at Proverbs 13 and 4. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. And that means that in the Jewish Bible, it says the lazy person wants but doesn't have. The diligent gets their desires fulfilled. So if you were in want of something, you might be pursuing something, but are you pursuing the right thing? Are you doing it the right way? Are you doing it by the word of God? Too many people hear, say, bishop preach or somebody that they listen to, and they jump up and want to do that, but they don't have the word in their heart on it. You got to be diligent to put the word in your heart. How many of you have God's creative power for healing? Raise your hand. Okay. How many, do any of you have God's creative power for finances? All right, now God's creative power for healing, she held hers up. God's creative power for healing, he says, take it 3 times a day. And if you need to, take it more. There are no side effects. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand because I have to keep mine down. How many of you actually read it 3 times a day every day? Don't you do. You know it's the red. Diligence to confess those healing scriptures. Bring what? Healing. Diligence to confess and do those. Let me see your book, Atoya, so I can hold it up in case somebody needs. Scriptures concerning your finances can help bring wealth. Ms. Lorene has them back there. She's not here, but I'll go to the table and let you get one. I think they're $2. Diligence. Not just that, but there are other places, other ways. How many of you, don't raise your hand. Please don't raise your hand. I don't want to know. How many of you are not diligent to pay your tithe every time? Because you had a bill. How many people are not here tonight that could have been here? They just didn't come. I heard Jesse the planner said, every time you miss church, whenever you miss church, you lose money. And that sounded kind of off. He said, but you don't get faith for it that time. You miss that faith that you could have had to build up for what you need. Amen? Amen. That's it. Faith comes by hearing. Turn to Joshua 1 and 8. We're talking about being diligent with the word. Put the word in. Did y'all used to sing that song, Word In, Word Out, or something like that, Tere? Somebody used to sing Word In or say it, Word Out. Joshua 1 and 8, and they had, Moses had died. Joshua, the son of Nun, was taken over the leadership of Israel, and they had crossed over over Jordan. And so now they have to sell in and divide up the land and the property the way. And Joshua needed the wisdom of God. So Joshua had it. Wisdom, that is. If Joshua needed it, I need it. Amen? I'm going to start reading at verse... Let's start reading verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. Sound like Jesus talking to me. To me. What did he say? For I will never what? Leave thee nor what? Forsake thee. I will never what? Leave thee or forsake thee. One of these scriptures, if I get to it, it says the diligent person, the skillful person, will stand before kings and not just ordinary men, because they'll use their talents that God have given them. Amen? And then he says, 6, be strong and of good courage. Say that. Be strong and of what? Say it again. All right, let's just plug in Christmas coming up. You know, we could not get any material thing for Christmas and still be happy if we got Jesus. If we know how to appreciate that gift, not because we couldn't buy something or that worried and fretted us, but because Jesus is so important to us and that greatest gift. We like to get material things, but let's put it in the right perspective. Amen. Be diligent. You notice they are so trying to be so politically correct now that you don't say Christmas even. Some places you don't even say season's greetings or anything like that. I just noticed on the wall with the NBA game, they said season for giving. NBA cares, not Merry Christmas. Everybody say Merry Christmas. Amen. Wherever you go, don't let them stop saying. Let me plug this in. I read this in Reader's Digest. You know how they have XMAS for Christmas? And we've already said, they're just taking Jesus Christ out of Christmas. No, that X stands for Christ. Amen. In the Greek somewhere back there. I read that recently in the last issue. So now you can put XMAS and be happy. Amen. But listen to this. 6, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all, say all, say again all, which Moses my servant commanded thee, to turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. How we sign our prayer in the morning? Whatsoever you put your what? Hands to shall what? Prosper. That's God's word on it. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. Bishop tells us it means to mutter, to mum, to put it over and over in your heart and in your mouth. Say it over and over again. Joran, the little one here, those that don't know him, went up there to sit with his dad in the drum. And he has a video he listens to over and over again. When he comes on with a tuba. I don't care what he has in his hand. And he knows the sound. He knows the beat. He knows the music. Why, he has meditated on it. He has heard it over and over. You get that word in your heart. But my God shall supply all of my need. God will give me wisdom liberally. I can know what to do. And you keep meditating over and over. There's, oh, no. You got to fight back. You got to be mad. Somebody called me recently, and all they were so upset. I said, you know too much word. You got too much word to act like that. Take the word that you know and use the word that you know. Amen?